This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A while back, my mother had a milestone birthday, so we had a celebration for her. Among other things, we had a special family dinner, and we each made a toast. When we were done, my mother stood up to respond. Of what everyone said that night, there's only one part I remember clearly, and that was what she first said when she got to her feet. She said, "I'm lucky. I'm a lucky person. I don't know why I've been lucky, but I have been." One reason I remember this was something I didn't know about my mother. I didn't know that she considered herself lucky. In many ways, you'd say, yes, my mother is indeed lucky. But of course, she's been unlucky too. And what is luck? The word starts to fall apart in my head as I try to think about it. Do we make our own luck? To some degree, yes, but not in every way. Is it unlucky even to talk about being lucky? It feels like it is, but I'm not even going to think about that. But aside from these deeper issues about the nature of luck, what struck me was how lucky I was to have a mother who considered herself lucky. Because although she'd never said it before, she has communicated it to me in 1,000 ways. It made me so happy to hear her describe herself that way. It makes me so happy to think back on it. I think it makes me even happier to have heard her say that than if she'd said of herself, "I'm happy." And I've been trying to figure out why that is. I guess because if she said she were happy, it would be great because she's happy, but it could also mean that she'd learn to make the best of things, to accept what she couldn't change, and to be grateful. These are all good things. But this is my mother. Of course I want her to be happy, but I want her to have even more than that. I want her to be lucky. Also, for a child, even a very fully grown daughter like me, a parent's perspective on the world matters so much. Our parents help make our weather. I feel lucky to have a mother who considers herself lucky. I feel like I'm part of why she feels lucky. And that is a beautiful atmosphere for a child to live in, at whatever age you are. Are you lucky? Research shows that when we think we're in luck, when we're using a lucky golf ball or have our lucky charms with us, we actually perform better. As with so much in life, our expectations shape our attitudes and our actions. I'm lucky to have a mother who is lucky. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.